This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour number two, Danny Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Twitch.tv/1080 AM, the fan, or the party people on the YouTube stream. YouTube.com/1080 AM, the fan. Let's go.
In the great words of the warrior poet Busta Rhymes, let's go.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Old Busta Bust.
I'm sure he's not thrilled today. Big Knicks fan.
Former Rutgers running back, Busta Rhymes.
Still looks like he can hit the A-gap.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably could. Was that exhibit?
Or maybe was that his problem, that he always put his hands where his eyes could see?
Problematic. All right. The College Football Playoff Committee has righted their wrongs. They are moving to a straight seeding of the college football playoff moving forward. Maybe they took a long look in the mirror and said, hey, wait a minute. Maybe, just maybe, having the University of Oregon play in their first game of the college football playoff, a team that, is one of the best teams in college football, is not advantageous for the number one overall seed.
Oh.
The eventual national champion, Ohio State Buckeyes. And everybody took a long look at just the way the initial bracket was set and said, this just doesn't, it doesn't seem right. Mm. Because you previously it was the top four ranked conference champions.
Mm.
Those were the ones that got the first round bye and were the top four seeds. They were, last year, Oregon, Georgia, whose quarterback's arm fell off in their conference championship game.
That hurts.
It does hurt. It does hurt. Boise State and Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
All four of those teams lost their first round games. Seeding had a lot to do with it. Injuries also had a lot to do with it, sure, in like Georgia's case, right? But a way to change it and write it is going straight seeding. The top 12 teams will be seeded in the order of their final ranking of the College Football Playoff Committee.
So that ranking matters infinitely more now.
If you were to look at it in a way that, all right, what would it look like if they reseeded last year? Oregon would have been the one seed still, Georgia the two seed. So they're on opposite sides of the bracket. Texas would have been the three seed. And the four seed would have been Penn State. That means that the SEC and Big Ten got the top four seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, it's probably going to be what's happening moving forward.
Standard operating procedure.
Okay. But everything else would have changed. So this is how it would have played out. The winner of Indiana as the eight seed versus Boise State, the nine seed, would have played Oregon in the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
The winner of Tennessee, the 7 seed versus SMU, the 10 seed would have played Georgia in their semifinal game or their quarterfinal game. Then you would have had Ohio State hosting Arizona State for a chance to play Texas in the quarterfinals. And then your final matchup would have been the 5 seed Notre Dame hosting the 12 seed Clemson with a chance to play Penn State. And then the winners of
that part of the bracket's a little tougher, that's for sure.
Oregon, the side of the bracket, Oregon and Penn State would have been on the same side. So if you're imagining it, the left side of the bracket would have been Oregon as the 1 seed, Penn State as the 4 seed. They would have played each other in the semifinals. On the right side of the bracket, you would have had Georgia, Texas, along with Tennessee, SMU, Ohio State, and Arizona State on the right side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. And they would have met in the quarterfinals, and you've meshed that thing all the way to the championship game. That makes a hell of a lot more sense.
Sure.
I mean, the bracket itself was just busted this past year with the way the teams were seeded.
And kind of going forward, it's obviously going to matter more now. And as far as, you know, where teams end up, and, you know, a team like Ohio State that doesn't get that opportunity because they fall apart to Michigan.
Yeah.
It can, like, all of a sudden that end of the season game matters that much more.
Well, the reality is Ohio State, with the way they played, they were going to win the national championship, whether they were...
No matter who they played.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were an absolute buzzsaw.
Yeah.
But the fact that you are now, with the way that they were seeded, though, inherently the 1 seed and the 2 seed overall, mm-hmm. they would have had to play one of the best at-large teams no matter what in that quarterfinal game. And that's what they were trying to rectify, and that's what they wanted to correct. How they got there, though... This is going to surprise people.
Mm.
Money.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. Because you get $4 million for getting to the college football playoff.
That's decent.
You get $4 million extra for making it to the quarterfinals. So if you got a top 4 seed, you automatically just got $8 million in your pocket.
Not bad.
That's good cash, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What they decided to do was say the top 4 highest-ranked conference champions still get the $8 million.
Yep.
So in this case, even though they don't get a first round bye, Boise State, Arizona State, who no longer get that bye, they still get $8 million. And unfortunately for them, they have to go on the road.
Yeah.
Would you be opposed if one of the tweaks was you get that $8 million, but you get to host?
I think that's fair.
So instead of Ohio State, Arizona State being in the shoe, even though Ohio State is the higher seeded team mm-hmm. or the better seeded team, that Arizona State gets that home game because they won their conference.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And look, Ohio State and Indiana, who would be playing Boise State, they didn't just not win their conference. Mm-hmm. They didn't even play in their conference championship game.
No, this is how you keep the conference title games still mattering.
Is I would like to see that be a part of it.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that would be fair.
I like that little addendum.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, Tennessee and SMU, go ahead, play that in Neyland. In Notre Dame, Clemson, go ahead, play that in South Bend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is totally fine. But I think you should get that $8 million and say, you know what, you get to host that game.
Yeah.
That would be, because that would mean a hell of a lot to the Boise community mm-hmm. at large.
And they'd show up. And also, you talk about the $8 million, it's also another game day in their pocket. That matters.
They get that cash.
That's another gate for them, and that's more for their sponsors. It's more of everything else goes in there. And I'm sure that's very impactful for those guys.
I think that would be a good, a nice compromise and common
ground
there.
I've been begging for this. Give me a freaking college football playoff on the Smurf turf.
I felt like that. Now, they did water down a little bit mm-hmm. of the home field advantage for those games this past year. And I'm okay with the way that they did it because of the fact that the rule was if you hosted a game, you couldn't do anything new.
It's got to be the same as something you've done before.
And then they would also give a tip of the hat and say, we're going to do a couple of things that the visiting team does in their home stadium too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So, I think, like, they're not playing, like, at the Tennessee-Ohio State game, they weren't playing Rocky Top every first down.
Yeah.
They weren't playing, you know, Rocky Top every third down when they were on defense, or but like when they scored, they would play Rocky Top,
sure,
which didn't really happen.
Yeah, some stuff.
And it would have created, as this texture points out, a lot of fun matchups too. That Boise, Indiana game.
Oh, that would have been electric.
That would have gotten drunk.
Oh, dude. Yeah, real quick and in a hurry.
I think that Notre Dame and Clemson would have been a fun game too.
It's contrasting fights. Like, there's a world you could talk me into. I know Notre Dame ends up in the final, but there's a world you can talk me into that Clemson can win that game.
Arizona State, Ohio State. Ohio State would have bludgeoned them like they did everybody else, but give me Cam Scataboo.
Yeah. And, I mean, it would have been a bummer because we would not have gotten the Arizona State-Texas game that we got, which was bonkers.
Could have gotten in the next round if Arizona State gets by Ohio State,
sure,
though. And the quarterfinal matchups that you would have probably been looking at, I don't know who wins that Indiana-Boise game in the 8-9 matchup. I think that would have been really damn fun.
It would have been nice to see Ashton Jeanty go up against that defense just to see what happens there, because that man getting loose would have been, whew.
But your quarterfinal matchups would have likely been Notre Dame-Penn State, historic matchup, some bad blood there, which we also saw in the playoff as it was. You would have likely saw Tennessee-Georgia, which is a rivalry game in its own right, in a rematch that year, and you would have seen Ohio State, Texas, two incredibly large brands playing against each other.
I think
that would have been great.
Yeah.
And it would have given us more drama.
I think what we got
makes
was fantastic.
It did. It was. It was great.
Like, the runs that we got from particularly the Arizona States of the world were incredible. I mean, even in Boise State getting knocked out, I mean, Jeanty coming to life in the second half was still huge. Like, you got a college football playoff that was incredible. And I think this has the potential to make it more, you know, equitable, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
It does take some of the variability out of it, which I don't know if I necessarily like, because I like the fact that, hey, the bracket shook out this way, and now how weird does this get?
I
like it. Like, we talked about this the other day. Chris Vernon, his line about going to NBA games. The best thing about going to an NBA game, regular season, postseason, whatever it is, there's a chance you can go and see something you've never seen before. If you were at Knicks Pacers last night, you saw something we've never seen before. And in football, that's not quite as common, because the math in football in general, particularly college and NFL, the better team usually wins. Like, it's just, you don't...
What?
You just don't get upsets that often.
Yeah.
But when you all of a sudden you spice some things up and things get a little wonky in the bracket, now you can maybe find something to happen. Now, it's not going to happen every single year, but when it does, boys are great.
What I also appreciate that the college football playoff is doing is that they went into the first year and said, we're open for change. And they are changing it. They are not going to sit back. They're not going to wait. They said, nope, we're going to make this change. We're going to make it this year. Unanimous approval, by the way, of the new format. I also appreciate, though, that they said, we are not going to commit to this beyond the 2025 season because they gave us a 12-team playoff. They are going to sit there and say, if we need to tinker with it more, we're going to leave that option open for us. The 2026 format does not exist yet. So they are still keeping the door open for, hey, look, if something isn't right, maybe it is down the road we go, you win your conference championship, you get to host a game, and you get that $8 million. I would love to see that. They're leaving the door open for any changes moving forward. And I for one, applaud college football. Imagine that. The college football playoff runs independently and not alongside the NCAA.
Oh, weird.
And they're starting to get things right.
Oh, weird.
Well, I mean, they did screw up the 4-team playoff by locking in for so long that they had no room to adjust, though. So even while they were running independently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.